Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. As we arrive at this portion of Colossians, many personal greetings are given. None would have identified more with the Colossians than this one from Epaphras. He is one of you, Paul says. He has been praying for you, fervently, as one would for those back home. This man was a servant of Christ. His prayer was that those in his hometown church would be mature and filled in their relationship with God, and that they would be complete in their understanding of and obedience to the will of God. It is good to receive greetings from those we know, or those who know the place we call home. That knowledge informs their prayers. They can visualize our location and know something of our circumstances. Connections mean something to us, and we make them as often as we can. This labor of prayer is an example to us, and it must have been a great encouragement to the Colossians. Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.